Let's see what's happening out at the Fort Wayne Children's Zoo. If you have kids or grandkids especially, you're going to want to hear this. And we got a new guy we want to introduce to everybody, the new director at the Fort Wayne Children's Zoo. Rick Scheidemann's on the line. Hi, Rick. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
We heard about you coming in September. We thought we'd let you, find your bearings, and then we'd get you on the air to kind of grill you.
No, we're not grilling anyone.
Yeah, I've been at the zoo now for about a month, and I still don't really know much, except that the zoo's pretty cool and the animals are amazing. Other than that, I've got a lot to learn.
Well, now you came from California, is that right?
I did. I was out in California for 30-something years. I moved actually from Boston and met my wife in San Diego, and I've been working at SeaWorld for many, many, many years. And then I saw this opportunity in Fort Wayne. I wasn't really sure where Fort Wayne was. I thought it was in Texas, to be honest.
that's Fort Worth.
Yeah, California. Nothing happens outside of California. Yeah. And I saw the information about Jim Anderson retiring, and I read about, 44 years at the zoo, 26 years as a director, and I thought, oh my gosh, I can't do that. He's been there forever. He's beloved. And my wife reminded me, she said, Rick, you've been with SeaWorld for 34 years, so you're just as dedicated and loyal, and you love that work. Why don't you give it a try? And when we went out to visit Fort Wayne, we were just really blown away with the city. We just thought it was this big little city, and everyone was so friendly. And then, of course, we just fell in love with the zoo. It's just such a beautiful zoo.
And it's a very integral part of this community, as you mentioned, and as I'm sure you know. And one of the things we wanted to talk about today was the fact that something's a little different with the end of this season versus other seasons.
Yeah, I'm new, so I can say I don't really know anything that happened before September 13th, before my start date. But I can tell you that it sounds like there was a wonderful Halloween event that happened on weekends.
Yep.
Due to everything going on in this crazy time, it was decided probably not the best thing to do this year. But what we decided to do instead was stay open every single day. So I understand last year was just weekends. But this year we said, let's just commit to the month of October and be open every day, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and let our guests come whenever they want. We're going to still decorate the zoo, so there's beautiful displays, pumpkins. It's just really fun and charming. But it's a little bit different. But I got to tell you, I was nervous because I wasn't sure, do people know? Are they going to be interested in coming? And every day we've had a lot of people show up. They're excited to come to the zoo during the weekdays as well. It's just nice that the zoo is still available for everybody. And we're going to stay open through Halloween. So the last day will be October 31st.
We're talking to Rick Scheidemann, the new Fort Wayne Children's Zoo director. Just started last month, replaced Jim Anderson.
This staying open through the end of October thing is amazing. I've seen so many of my friends with their kids in their Halloween costumes. The kids don't even realize that there's nothing going on because they're little and they're used to going to the zoo at Halloween. Mm-hmm. They have no idea. So they're still doing it and they're still acting like everything's, normal. So I love that you've done that.
Yeah, it's funny because they do show up in their costumes and they're running around the zoo, having a great time. Like I said, everything's still decorated. It's very festive. And they're, looking at the animals. And it's just a really great opportunity to come out.
So coming from a park that is open year-round, right, at SeaWorld, and then coming to Fort Wayne where we're seasonal, is that going to be an adjustment, or is it pretty much business as usual?
He just gets more time off. No. He just gets time off. Goes back.
Yeah. Wait, now I'm confused because I thought the 1st of November, I get to stay home. Wait, you're giving me new information. I didn't know. It will be strange for me. So, that's going to be an adjustment. But Jim Anderson told me, he's like, Rick, just strap in, because that's your busiest time. That's when you're preparing for the next season. So you're making all your decisions, you're getting everything lined up, you're getting things prepared, and then you're going to be ready to go. So he said it's actually some of the busiest times is during that off season.
Rick, not to horn in on stuff, because I know you're new, but those frogs over by the bathrooms that tell jokes, I am, if you need any new material from, because I think the last time that was updated was 1964, you just remember, you know, I can come up with some good one-liners for you.
You know, I got to tell you, the first time I heard that frog, I actually thought it was your voice.
He's been trying, Rick.
I think that could work out.
Yeah, he's been trying for years to get it changed over to his croaky voice.
You don't have to answer now. You can just think about it. Noodle on it for a little bit there. All right, Rick. Listen, it's great to have you in Fort Wayne. You let us know whatever you need, and we know we're all big fans of the zoo. All three of us have grown up at the zoo, you know, from the time we were kids, so it's kind of a unique situation with a morning radio show, you know, that all of us know the zoo, love it, and have been there many, many times. So best of luck to you. Keep us posted, whatever you need. We're here to help.
Thank you so much. Yep, the zoo is absolutely beautiful, and come down, visit us. We're open until October 31st, so come see us.
Jim, Carrie, and Angie in the morning. Classic Hits 101.7.